quick.
I'm the guy with the car today, so.
Oh, okay.
Wife is
so,
asking.
Just real quick as an update.
Real quick.
That's okay. What I'm saying. That's a good thing.
I'll be really quick. So, Ellen is doing a fantastic job. We've got 18 different applications in right now, so we're very excited about that.
Well, you bumped it up from last time, huh?
I know. It's like going nuts. We can't keep up.
That's good.
We are on schedule to close on the first 19 acres for the Ponding Basin project. We are on schedule. That is scheduled to close on the 19th of the month. So we're very excited. That's working out beautifully. You know, I just can't say enough for all the parties involved. That's been fantastic. The bridge, we're doing really well on the bridge. I think we're going to be delayed a couple of weeks and probably won't make or did make the transition over. We're probably 2 or 3 weeks behind, primarily because of the fact that we're waiting for utilities, gas primarily.
So in the presentation that the gentleman made at the city council, I did hear, right, that was supposed to be done by Labor Day, right?
The
traffic would be able to flow on the northbound.
Right. And that's not going to happen now because, or didn't happen, because we've got some gas utilities that are not, they're not moving as fast as our contractors. But you will notice things like, so they poured a good section of curb today, and the sidewalks are in on the, what would be the north side. The stringers are all in, getting ready for curb on the other side. So they are getting ready to do the whole, you know, what they'll end up doing is from the bridge kind of towards Manning, they're going to do that all at one time.
One big pour,
get it all done, as opposed to doing that one section now, you know, coming back and doing the other section. There's a lot of discussion right now, actually, and it's really great discussion about trying to get staged up for the transition and dropping the other side. So, you know, it's moving along really, really well. No complaints at all in that respect. I think that is really all I have. I appreciate, commissioners, your hard work tonight. I thought it was a really good and well done, and from a staff perspective, we greatly, greatly appreciate all of your questions. I thought they were really, really great questions and very much appreciate it. Other than that, that concludes my report. Other than to say simply this, your Giants ought to be loving my Cubs right now.
Yes, unfortunately we are.
Yes, you are, because now that we took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, and even the split with St. Louis helped you on the wild card. And, you know, okay, so this is the important part of the planning meeting now. So just, you know, wanted to make
You're
sure
right.
that there's a thank you, Cubs, you know, on the record, because we're helping you immensely.
The ghost of Ernie Banks.
There you go.
Wait a minute, Ernie is alive. You can't say that.
Right, so the meeting goes back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Okay, we have some upcoming future agenda items. So the September 4, we should count on being here.
Well, we're here.
We are here.
I'm sorry. September the 18th, we count on not being here unless you tell me otherwise.
Okay. Correct.
October the 2nd, that is on. We're on right now. Yeah. And December 9, we're on. Okay. Nothing. We don't know anything about November at this point.
Okay. Not at this time, no.
Do you think we'll...
Yeah, October 2nd will be just another... another... change in the wording, the text of that particular amendment, whatever it may be, right? That's all that's going to be.
I'm sorry?
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
It's just a rewording and update.
It's a
of the general plan?
The wordsmithing?
No.
That's different?
There's an actual application that may come before you on the 18th.
No, the second.
The second.
Second, yeah.
It's not, so we know that in order to accommodate all of the interests related to the project, the water recharge project, groundwater recharge project, that they're going to, we need to make some changes to the general plan.
Okay.
So, for example, one of the changes would be instead of a residential planned land use designation, we want to change that to public facilities. So that's what that general plan amendment is about. It also has to do with the rezone of the application, and then the tentative subdivision map will also be amended. So it's actually about a 70-acre property, mm-hmm. because it goes along Floral from Manning to Reed, that whole thing. Part of that is the triangles, you know, and the recharge, but also the people that own the map want to make some amendments to their map. So we're kind of trying to do it all at one time, because it kind of makes sense to bring a whole project versus just, you know, the left-right triangle, then the right-right triangle, then the
subdivision. And then
whatever's
up to Manning.
Yeah, and so we're just trying to give you one whole project at one time, so you see the whole picture with all the entitlements wrapped up at one time. It does make it a little bit more complicated, because you have a few more moving parts, but we think that it's a better way to bring projects to you than piecemealing it, if you will, you know, over time.
Okay. Comments?
No.
Pete?
No, sir.
Okay. If there's no further, go ahead.
Just a quick bit of information for the council's or the planning commission's benefit. Part of the reason that the applicant withdrew today, and I should have mentioned it earlier, but just so it does, I'll make sure it gets in the public record, is that because of CID threats of litigation against the property, against our general plan, and those, you know, a continuation of that pending litigation, the applicant chose to not engage in that, you know, is trying to figure out what to do with the concerns and the potential litigation that CID wishes to bring against them. So that's why that was. So that was a senior housing project that would have been great, you know, but we'll have to see what happens. Yeah. So anyway, thank you.
I guess I misunderstood, but wasn't that the rezoning part of it? Wasn't that in the city limits?
No, yes, you're right. So
what does CID have to do with that?
Hey, I'm just a staffer. So see, so the way that worked out is because what happened was that the applicant was trying to get funding through the county. The county is required to do CEQA because it's a discretionary action, right? That's the trigger for CEQA. So when that happened, the lawyer for CID found out about it, threatened litigation, and basically the letter says that, you know, the city's all wrong, and the only way to make it right, I know everybody hold their breath when I tell you this, that the only way for the city to make it right is if we enter into the agreement that CID wants us to enter into. So it's about a 96, it's actually about an 8-page letter that includes 93 other pages of basically the litigation that was submitted. So, you know, not that, I mean, that information has no impact on your final decisions, but I just throw that out there for, so the essence is they're trying to stop development, and so the applicant just felt like, you know, gee, maybe
they want to see what happens.
Maybe we really don't want to do this project after all. So anyway,
that's not good.
Mr. Perez, anything else? Mr. Custodio, anything else? Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Ron's buying dinner, I think.
So something to think about
is... A bunch of gum.